Last April, CNN started a series of special reports on the Black experience in America. The first episode of Black in America covered the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the end of the civil rights era. The next installment of the series is called The Black Woman and Family. It airs on Wednesday. Soledad O'Brien anchors the series, and she's with us now. Hey, how you doing?
Well, nice to talk to you.
Well, you know, one of the things that we as journalists do when we decide to do a story is ask, what's the central question? So what's the central question you're trying to get at with this series?
The central question is, what is it like to be Black in this country 40 years after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? What opportunities have been afforded us and what obstacles still remain in spite of many people's best efforts? So I think essentially that was the big question. A topic as big as this, you cannot answer all the questions that are out there, but that was probably the main one we were trying to answer.
So you hosted a panel discussion that aired on Saturday. It featured Julianne Malveaux, Cornel West, T.D. Jakes, Ed Gordon, and Hill Harper.
Mm-hmm.
Does that discussion improve the lives of Black Americans? And what I mean by that is we talk a lot, you know, about these issues, sometimes privately, sometimes publicly. Do you think that a conversation like this will actually help improve how people lead their lives?
When you say that, you sound exactly like Professor Roland Fryer, who was also part of that panel, when he says, Soledad, I am a doer. I am a doer. And it's true. And so I think sometimes you do have to talk to make sure that everybody's on the same page and we know the things that then have to be done. So conversation isn't necessarily a useless thing. You know, and one of the things, I mean, there was actually a little bit of back and forth between Dr. Fryer and Dr. Malveaux, because the two of them were sort of saying, you know, do you fight the problem now as it is, or do you, you know, work on policy changes and work to improve schools in a real way? And to see both of them sort of taking their side, which, of course, I think the answer is both. You do both. Dr. Fryer, you run and try to put out fires. You see today in his program where he's paying kids to learn. He is literally trying to figure out, how do I motivate kids today in these schools today who are in fourth grade today so that by seventh grade, they are going to be successful. We don't see that achievement gap. And Dr. Malveaux is saying, well, there are some big structural changes that paying kids to learn doesn't even begin to fix. So we need to also focus on making sure that there are services and there are books and there are good teachers and all those things that actually take a fair amount of time to get to. So in a lot of ways, yeah, I think talking is good, because talking can lead to doing. Talking that's useless, of course, and doesn't lead to any sort of productive action, then yeah, let's not do that.
And of course, Dr. Malveaux is one of our contributors.
I know she is.
Her at the top of the show. So yep. Always glad to see her on TV as well.
She said something to me that was stunning. And early on when we were, I mean, stunning and not stunning, I guess, at the same time, because she said, you know, Soledad, many people don't know this. Most Black people will not commit a crime. Most Black people will get up. They will go to their jobs. They will work at those jobs. They will get in their cars. They will come home. They will, you know, sit down. They will go to bed. They will not rob anybody. They will not do any crimes. And yet the picture we see in America of Black people is not that. And the way she put it so succinctly, it really was the first time I'd heard anybody say it just like that. And it was perfect. I mean, to me, it was like, yes, exactly. Exactly. Where are those people in mainstream media? Where are that vast middle class of people who are woefully underrepresented? That's part of our story.
Well, I want to go to your segment, The Black Woman and Family. Here is your sit-down interview with single mom Ira Johnson.
How hard has it been to be a single mom to five kids who are all teenagers?
Sometimes it just gets, though, I can't deal with the kids. See how he do his mom?
Ira struggles to provide for her large family, working two jobs as a real estate agent and a licensed massage therapist.
I can't stop. I push myself more now than I ever have. There's times that, especially the summertime, I didn't come home until like 8 o'clock at night sometimes.
So what did you learn from talking to her?
What was the amazing thing was, here's a woman who is literally working around the clock to try to provide a better life for her kids, and yet she's not there, which means that when her son gets in trouble, legal trouble, it sends her into this tailspin because she can't afford to pay for his lawyer. And she understands that if he does not get good representation as a young Black man, there's a very good chance that he's going to be shunted into a prison system. And to watch Ira try to figure out, and you know, she's in this very delicately built house of cards, and as a single woman who, four of those children she had, and then one is her sister's, she brought into the family, you know, she's always on the edge. In the middle of our document, we're shooting with her. Someone knocks on the door and they're evicting her out of her home. As hard as she works, it is just a struggle to keep it up. So, you know, and it brings you, you know, all these stories are not in a vacuum. Poverty and lack of fathers in the home and crime and drug use and shunting people into prison, those are all concentric circles. You know, they can't be resolved just one at a time. They have to sort of be all approached at the same time. You know, she's an amazing woman because she's so strong and she's has such a great heart and she does not give up. But sometimes the fact of the way she's going about it works against her.
What were the upsides that you found as you did specifically the Black woman and family? What sorts of traits or life patterns did you find that actually work for Black women?
Well, some of the statistics were that, you know, the Black middle class is growing, that certainly Black women are, you know, I mean, you just have to walk around Dr. Malveaux's campus to see the number of young Black women who are in school and engaged and smart. I got a chance to actually address some of her students when I was there talking to her. So for Black women are doing really well, certainly when compared to Black men. And in our polls, too, we see that there's a certain optimism that Black women have and Black people have about the situation for Black women that does not exist for Black men. And then even that, again, doesn't live in a vacuum because it weighs in on the relationship between Black men and Black women if they are achieving at unequal rates. You know, what does that do back to the family? What does that do back to relationships? So, you know, there are some great hopeful signs and then also some real concerning signs.
Just briefly, what is this moment in time to Blackness as we see, of course, the political arena unfolding? What kind of time are we living in?
It's a time of change, but I think that someone asked me, they said, Spike Lee says, when Barack Obama is elected president, everything will change the next day. I said, I don't think so. Said with much love to Spike, but it's like turning the Titanic. And I don't know if Barack Obama is going to be elected the next president or not. But I'll tell you this, change is slow. Change is a turning of a big ship. So I think that we're at a time when we're beginning to feel like there's a ship turning because people are engaged in a discussion about race. Really, for having been a journalist now, this is my 21st year. I mean, I've been in a long time, and it's the first time I've really felt. A lot of that is Barack Obama's presence in the race. People are having these dialogues that are on the front page of the New York Times about race that we have not had. Regular folks want to talk to me about Barack Obama and being biracial. You know, people I've known for years, suddenly we're having these intense conversations about the fact that I'm biracial. So to me, it is the turning of the Titanic that begins with a thoughtful discussion. And if we can contribute to that thoughtful discussion in any way, then I'm very proud of that.
Well, Soledad, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Soledad O'Brien is anchoring a series of documentaries and special reports for CNN called Black in America. The next installment of the series airs on Wednesday night. And that's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org.